In the coffee hour, I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, October 17th.
It is.
Good stuff on the on deck today. Mercy medical team story today. Togo.
Yes.
One of the recent trips. So we'll hear from one of the participants on that. And in the second half, get an update on disaster response with Hurricane Michael. We have a couple of folks on the ground there who are recently visiting the areas, visiting the congregations, and taking a look at the impact of the disaster of the hurricane, and then what are the next steps in terms of responding to that as well. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find them at cuw.edu. Sarah getting ready for her coffee here. And what coffee do you have this morning as you open up your thermos?
I think it's Guatemala, but I don't remember which one I grabbed.
And I have to apologize. I was slacking on the job and didn't have coffee ready for Ann Gonzalez this morning when she came in. Manager of Short-Term Mission Training and Engagement for the LCMS Office of International Mission. Ann, always a joy to have you in studio.
Always a joy to be here.
Fellow DCE in the house.
Oh, glad I'm outnumbered today.
Joining us by phone today, Melanie Algrim. She's a member of the Mercy Medical Team that recently traveled to Togo. Melanie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Melanie, tell us, what got your attention? Where did you first learn about Mercy Medical Teams? What got your attention and got you to actually take that first step and apply to be a participant on a Mercy Medical Team?
Well, as a long-term medical professional, I always have had a passion for serving. And probably about 3 years ago, I had made the attempt to go to on an MMT to Madagascar, and that did not work out. So the seed was planted, and I always kind of kept it in the back of my mind. And then approximately a year ago, about this time a year ago, I had the opportunity to go to or to participate in a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod CHE, which is Community Health and Education and Evangelism for medical personnel. It was the first conference that they had put on. And through that conference, I met Gary and Steph Schulte, who are missionaries in West Africa, and Ann and Aaron at the International Mission Office in St. Louis, and several other individuals who ended up being on this Togo team. And I think for me, it was a comfort knowing someone else that was going to be on the team. So that kind of spurred me on with this when this opportunity came up in September.
So you were on the team that went to Togo. How much did you know about Togo before you went? How familiar were you with the location in Africa?
Not much. I knew it was in West Africa, but I had to get out the map. So it was a good geography lesson. Yes.
What was it like? What was it like when you landed there? Like experiencing a new culture for the first time.
You know, I've served in the military in the past, and so I have had the opportunity to travel to different locations, different continents. Mm-hmm. So I was excited. I had never been to Africa, but we flew into Lomé, which is on the southern coast of Togo, and it was very tropical, kind of what I envisioned with coconut trees. But I was just excited to be there. I thought it was beautiful.
Tell us about the work that you had an opportunity to, the ways that you had to serve while you were on this Mercy Medical Team.
Well, you know, as a medical personnel and as a nurse practitioner, we also had a family practice physician, which I think is kind of a rarity for an MMT. Mm-hmm. So basically, we are there to serve with the local providers and to help them. It's not all about us, but it's a teamwork. It's a team effort on both sides. We can't do it without each other. And basically, what I did was I worked in the area of vital signs. After they registered with their main complaints, and they came through us, We took their vitals. And even as a nurse practitioner, I loved it because there are several lay people, non-medical, on the team, have never done vital signs before. And so it gave me a teaching opportunity to help them as well as to help the local individuals. And just to see the whole process in work, in practice, you know, Anne had written a blog about it, and I had heard about it, but until you see it in action, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Can you share a story of someone you met or worked with or how you saw Christian Mercy playing out while you were there?
Well, you know, we saw that every day between the local providers, between the chaplain on our team, and just even the teammates. But I think in particular, it was probably day five. It was Friday. Mm-hmm. And there had been a little, conversation between who should have priority in the type of patients that we see. And we had made the decision to see children on day five and thought that was a necessity. And at the very beginning of our day, we were sitting in, we were in an open-air schoolhouse, and three separate rooms, and in the vital sign room where I was, there was a five-year-old child laying on the concrete floor in a fetal position and obviously did not look like he was sleeping. He looked extremely ill. And the adrenaline kind of took off, and I went over, grabbed the child, picked him up, scooped him, and took him down to the provider room. Come to find out, and it's very common, malaria is one of the most common diseases that we see over there. This five-year-old child who was accompanied by his father, and they probably came about 20 miles away that day to be seen, ended up with malaria. His temperature was 107 and unresponsive. And through the action of, you know, our team, well, just and the African local providers, it was a team approach, but we were able to provide the medication that this child needed. Talk about divine intervention. It was a monsoon rain. The clouds were coming in. And in the process of this whole ordeal, we had a captive audience. The locals that were waiting to be seen got in out of the downpour of the rain, came into the schoolhouse, and so they were able to see everything that was going on. The father of this child was beside himself and crying. The local pastors, as well as the chaplains with us, prayed with the father, prayed over the child, and long story short, we kept the child for till like 3 o'clock that afternoon for about 6 hours. His eyes were open. He looked, he looked fine. But that was just, it was kind of the silver lining with God with us during that whole process. And just, it's just a statement of mercy and Christ's love abounding.
Melanie, how has your experience serving on a Mercy Medical team shaped your work as your work now back home as a nurse practitioner? How does that impact you each day and what you do?
Those memories of Togo are very vivid. And I've always had a passion to serve and underserve. So currently I'm working at our local health department. And you see people from all walks of life. I love that, and I think it's just awareness that, you know, everybody has something, and there's so much need within your own community and outside of that. I think just awareness and a sense of, I hope it's increased my sense of compassion. Mm-hmm.
Melanie, thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour this morning.
Well, thank you, and I hope that it's piqued interest with anyone out there that have an interest in serving in an MMT, no matter what you do. You don't have to be a medical personnel.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
Melanie brought up a great point. There are more opportunities to serve on Mercy Medical Teams. Lots of opportunities coming up in 2019.
Correct.
Tell us about those.
There are monthly opportunities running from April until September next year in five different countries, three in West Africa and two in East Africa.
What is the first step in becoming a volunteer with the Mercy Medical Team?
So the first step is to fill out an application. It's a standard volunteer application. We run references. There's a short phone interview. And then if a person is a good fit for one of our teams, then we send out a letter of intent, which people return with a $100 deposit to confirm their spot on a team.
What skill sets are we looking for? You know, we talked with Melanie this morning.
Right.
She's a nurse practitioner.
Yes.
What skill sets are you looking for?
So primary care providers like nurse practitioners, doctors, things like that are always needed. Nurses really are the backbones of our team. But we also need hardworking lay people and folks from other medical specialties. We've had pharmacists or pharmacy techs, physical therapists, basically, if you have a heart to serve in this capacity, there will be a job for you to do.
Togo was this year. What countries do we have lined up? What communities do we have lined up for next year?
Togo again next September, as well as Sierra Leone in May and Republic of Congo in July. That's a new one, Republic of Congo. And that's actually an exciting opportunity because it's a well-established partner church who's looking to use the MMT as a part of their own outreach within the country.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, and then Uganda in April and Tanzania in June.
We have just about 30 seconds left as we wrap up. How do we find out about these opportunities?
lcms.org/mercyteams.
That's pretty easy to remember.
Yes. And you have a Facebook page too.
We do.
Which that's where you can see all the pictures from all the teams that are currently in the field.
That's true.
And Melanie's story was posted on that page.
That's also
so
true.
So if you want to see pictures of all of that, you can go to the Facebook page.
Yes.
And it's amazing how pictures really tell a story and can transport you there and really give you an idea of what's happening on these Mercy Medical Teams. And thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thanks for having me.
And glad to share about these Mercy Medical Teams. And we'll keep sharing.
I love hearing
these stories.
Yeah.
What is what's happening in disaster response after Hurricane Michael? How devastating was the disaster? Well, we're going to find out here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.